This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of Congress remain divided about whether they need to revise the USA Patriot Act. Civil liberties groups told a Senate committee yesterday that the law already has stifled dissent by groups afraid they'll be labeled as terrorists. But some lawmakers say it's the misleading statements about the Patriot Act that are the real problem. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
2 years after the passage of this anti-terror law, the Senate Judiciary Committee has launched a series of hearings to answer this question. Is the Patriot Act jeopardizing civil liberties in this country, or is it an effective anti-terror tool that's just a little misunderstood? In a previous hearing, the Justice Department testified that there is no evidence of any Patriot Act abuses, but ACLU President Nadine Strossen said, in fact, her organization regularly hears from people who live in fear of this law.
Heartbreaking testimony from patriotic individuals who say that they have stopped going to worship services. They have dropped out of mosques in particular. They've stopped expressing their political views because they are afraid that this power can be used against them.
And James Zogby of the Arab American Institute said the administration's policy of holding people without charge as enemy combatants has squandered American prestige overseas.
I had a debate with a foreign minister of an Arab country, and I was arguing with him about the relationship or about the way he was treating prisoners in his own country. After 9/11, he saw me at one point and said, "You know, you're doing exactly what you've accused us of doing." That hurt me as an American, and I think it hurts our country.
Yes, that's troubling, agreed many on the Senate panel. But many of these charges, they insist, have nothing to do with the Patriot Act. The administration says the power to detain enemy combatants resides in the Constitution, not in the Patriot Act. Supporters of the new law say civil liberties groups have blurred these distinctions in many other ways. Senator John Kyle asked about an ACLU-sponsored website directed at students. It's called StopThePatriotAct.org. The site points to the Act's definition of domestic terrorism as acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of criminal laws. Kyle said the site tries to scare students by warning them they could be swept up in this net if they're part of protests that turn violent.
The ACLU has been such a leader in trying to prevent the chilling of the expression of First Amendment rights. And yet this kind of hyperbole will chill students from engaging in activity that would clearly not be defined as terrorism because of the way you have expressed it on your website.
The hearing mirrored the larger debate over the Patriot Act as the two sides appeared to be talking past one another on a number of occasions. Robert Cleary, a former federal prosecutor, talked about the challenge he faced investigating terrorists after 9/11. Cleary wanted a search warrant for emails sent by a subject in New Jersey, but the internet service provider was located in Northern California, so that's where Cleary had to request the search warrant.
It had to be filed and only could be filed 3,000 miles away in California, along with the search warrants seeking similar information by every other United States Attorney's office throughout our country. This created an enormous bottleneck.
The Patriot Act now allows for nationwide search warrants in those situations. This is an example the Justice Department brings up frequently. Trouble is, the ACLU's Nadine Strossen says her organization doesn't really question the need for this section of the Patriot Act.
He described a situation where there was a legitimate nexus between the jurisdiction where the investigation was going on and that where the search warrant application was made.
The Senate Judiciary Committee plans more hearings, including appearances by FBI Director Robert Mueller and Attorney General John Ashcroft, the Patriot Act's most ardent defender. But at this point, the committee has not determined whether the Patriot Act is a threat to civil liberties or an essential tool for fighting terror. Testimony thus far indicates it could be both. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.